What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 2 of Daily Podcasts. We got 8 more to go. I'm really excited about this one. This topic is brought to you by Genesis. She was wondering how I've entered into a new chapter into my life. So just to give you guys some context, I think what she's speaking about it here is that she's about to go into, she's transitioning into a new chapter in her life. And I'm just going to speak specifically here for people who are coming out of a year of mission with the Catholic Church. So if there's like, so I'm talking to people who are leaving either, who have already left either NET, Focus, The Culture Project, St. Paul's Outreach, maybe Damascus. I don't know. Just all these different Catholic missionary organizations typically end around this time or have already ended. And people leave their quote unquote bubble and then they're back into the real world and it's a real struggle. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to speak on my personal experience as I left. I'm going to speak about after my first year of being a NET missionary. So now everyone's going to have a different experience, but I'm going to do my best and give you guys the best advice I can give you. Advice that's going to apply across the board, regardless of if you did Focus, NET, Culture Project, St. Paul's Outreach, Life Teen, whatever. My advice is going to apply across the board, I hope, at least. Okay, so first thing is, I'm just flashing back to when I left the road. So after NET, so when you're on NET, you talk about being on the road as your time serving as a missionary. So when I left the road, I had a few months to myself before I came back and served again, actually, but in a different frequency, different level. But yeah, again, I'm going to talk about the one thing. The first thing that's really important is the habits that you have created while being a missionary. I need you to shift your mindset from having a mentality of, oh, that was a NET thing, or, oh, that was a Culture Project thing, or, oh, that was a Focus thing. If your organization is Catholic and their goal is to form you as good disciples, chances are the habits that they wanted you to create is not just a NET thing, a Focus thing, or Culture Project thing. It is a Christian thing. It is the thing that you need to keep doing even years after mission. So for example, for me with NET, it was very simple. Very simple. Pray. That was it. Like, besides like praise and worship every day, which is unrealistically, it's not realistic to do that in the real world, but in the environment of NET, definitely realistic. But after NET, the only thing that is more realistic and that is definitely not just a NET thing is prayer. And I know that across the board, these apostolates have drilled that in your head, that this prayer, that this daily prayer is going to be your lifeline, especially in this time of transition. So if you're transitioning right now out of a missionary organization and you're going to the real world, whenever you're struggling with prayer, I invite you to, and this might creep in, like whenever you don't want to pray, because that's going to happen if that hasn't happened already. It can be really easy to see it as, oh, it's an obligation for me to pray because I'm a missionary till this day of the year, right? False. That is the false mentality to have. You get over yourself, all right? Just get over yourself and get your butt to the chapel or wherever you pray and get that prayer done. So that's my first advice in how to transition back into the real world. It really helps when you have a healthier mentality of what actually happened that year, right? Like what just happened? And I mean, here's the thing when it comes to serving as a missionary. You probably said yes to it, partially because, yeah, God called you to do it. But another part of it was because you want to affect other people's lives, right? You hear the mission of a certain organization, and chances are they'll show you the numbers, right? The amount of people that they've reached with their particular message. And you want to be a part of that, right? Especially if the numbers are impressive and the message, you know, is detrimental, which it is if it's, you know, if you're doing this missionary work. You really want to be a part of that mission. And so, but even though that's great and that's probably one of the main reasons why people do it, I need you to pay attention to what God did in your heart more than the numbers, because that is actually why God wanted you to be a missionary, not so that you can put a number under your belt and say, oh, I gave X amount of talks, I reached out to X amount of students, I memorized X, Y, and Z. That's not why you became a missionary. You became a missionary. God invited you to be a missionary because He loves you and He wants to change your life through this missionary organization. And once you have that mentality, it becomes a lot easier to accept that God's love is unconditional. Because I don't know about you, but when I did mission, I barely saw fruit. I barely saw kids saying, oh yeah, I get it now. I get Jesus now. I'm going to go to mass now. I'm going to go pray now. That barely happened. But what did happen though, every day, was I was able to see God's work just through the mundane tasks of being a missionary, through my interactions with my fellow missionaries. Whenever me and the guys on my team would share how God has changed our lives, and we would have those intimate conversations and we'd share our struggles, that's when I really saw God. That's when I really saw the change. And I think that's something that we tend to overlook if we, especially when we leave the mission year, we tend to overlook those things that I'm willing to argue are more important than the people that we were ministering to. Like, I'm willing to argue that God has put the priority, his number one priority is your conversion. The conversion of the people that you will encounter or that you have encountered, like their conversion, like the percentage of like the amount of work you put in there is, and like it's probably 10%. The other 90 is God. You know, like you didn't do anything. Okay? Like you're not Jesus, right? Like you ain't crap. All right? It's God has put you here because you needed to be a missionary more than the organization needed you to be a missionary. Facts. This is just facts, okay? So when you transition back into the real world, I encourage you to just like really reflect on what God has done in your life. Oh, wait, look, I'm out of time. So, yeah, I guess that's all I have. I'm going to respect this 10-minute limit. I hope this helped. If you disagree, please let me know. If you agree, let me know as well. Hope you guys like this. And if it's also not too late, if you want to send in your voice message, I would really love to play some voice messages on these next few episodes. So yeah, and if you want me to speak on a certain topic, let me know. It's not too late. DM me on Instagram at Koji DeRamos. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good day.
Dead Ramos, what's up? So I was thinking about all the things that I could say to you in this voice recording. It's Mariah, by the way, in case you were concerned. I was thinking of names that you could call your podcast, and the only ones I came up with were like hashtag Dead Ramos, and then you can make a whole podcast about how cool it is that I gave you such a great nickname, or like my real name's Daniel. Or put a fake name that isn't Koji or Daniel. Daniel is your real name, right? I just had a moment of being so scared that I said the wrong thing. So anyhow, that's my input, unless you already have a name and I just missed the podcast where you gave your podcast a name. Okay, bye!